The reef community changes in profound ways vertically with increasing water depth. As you drop below the surface, wave surge diminishes, though there can still be strong currents. Wave surge can damage branching corals and soft-bodied organisms, but water movement also washes away sediment and carries plankton around. Light levels rapidly decrease with depth. Only about 60% of sunlight penetrates to 20 meters, and this declines to 20% at a depth of 50 meters. Furthermore, the quality of light changes with depth. Red light is rapidly absorbed by seawater, usually in the first few meters, depending on water clarity. Longer blue wavelengths penetrate the deepest, which is why scuba divers note how the reef takes on a uniformly bluish tinge at depth and colors are dimmed. The changing quality and quantity of light is likely to be a major selective force on the distribution of different species of algae, as well as corals and their associated zooxanthellae. The availability of light of different wavelengths also impacts the coloration of fish and other marine organisms. Lastly, water temperature decreases with depth, and this limits tropical coral reef communities to a maximum of about 1,000 meters or 300 feet. Remember, reef-building corals tend to grow within a fairly narrow temperature range, somewhere between 20 and 29 degrees Celsius. The wide range in conditions on different parts of the forereef is one reason this area of the reef is the most diverse. There are many opportunities for organisms to specialize within certain niches and outcompete other species less suited to that particular environment.